Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by REMAX Real Estate Concepts. With professional offices throughout the Des Moines Metro, REMAX Real Estate Concepts is homeconnect.com. And the Strudelhaus for fine Austrian dining here in Des Moines, strudelhaus.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. You know, last month, I had the opportunity to travel to Memphis for some client work. This month, I traveled to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, also for business. In total, that was about 1,000 miles one way. And I drove to both locations for two reasons. One, because I dislike flying, not because I'm scared, but because it takes almost as long to fly as drive. And number two, in driving, I don't have to sit like a sardine in a can next to somebody coughing and hacking all over the place. Now, to be fair, 600 miles one way is about my limit. I'm not going to drive to LA for a two-day seminar, but you get what I'm talking about. Well, those two driving experiences reinforced exactly why we do this business broadcast and why we call most talk radio in this country toxic. For the hours it took me as I drove, I traveled up and down the dial of both AM and FM radio stations trying to find some intelligent conversation, you know, something that would expand my knowledge, and that is difficult, if not impossible. The talking heads were out in force, ranting and raving about their particular political beliefs, screaming about the downfall of our nation, begging for dollars for their ministry. Everybody had this agenda, and the talk, well, it was truly toxic. Toxic in tone and in language. There was little respect and lots of vitriol. Over a year and a half ago, we made the decision to bring to the Des Moines Metro a business news program that was largely free of both politics and religion, a program that seeks to help business, large, small, and startups, get some traction and to give them voice. Over the past 16 months, we've held interviews with the mighty and those who are just starting out. Men, women, and even some kids who are passionate about their business and their careers. And they're not program-length commercials, but real business interviews, asking the questions that you and all of us on the team might very well have. And folks, well, they must like what we do because our business interview podcast segments have been downloaded and listened to over 56,000 times. Some are more popular than others, that's true, but folks are listening and at the same time, they're learning about business. So me and the entire team that's associated with the Business News Hour, we're grateful for the vast following that's come about because you have helped spread the word that at least here in the Des Moines Metro, there's a talk radio program that's about uplifting the business climate and sharing opportunity. And because we do that podcast, our interviews can be heard across the state, the nation, and around the world, giving voice to business here in Iowa and beyond. So, thank you for being here, and thank you for your continued support of this experiment in non-toxic talk radio. We are grateful. When I first